Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire broadcast is being aired for March 31st, 2024. And I'm very grateful you could be with me. We're going to talk about, well, one of my very favorite subjects, meditation. And it's not one that a lot of people can engage in. People like to think they meditate when they really are not. For years, people will belong to a club, a group, a religious thing, and think they're meditating, but actually they're not. Their minds are wandering here and there and yonder, and then, well, there's a lot of misnomers about meditation. Maybe I can help a little bit here. I got an email here from Lisa in San Francisco. She says, I enjoy your broadcast very much, and thank you, Lisa. I really don't know who listens. I don't know how many. I don't go down that road. She says, I am not very convinced, though, about meditation, whether I can do it or not. Can you help me be more convinced, Lisa? I don't think being convinced is what you need, Lisa. I could sit here. What would I say? What are the benefits of it? You know, it's a lot of diligent effort, focus, concentration. And for what? When you come out of it, you know, what do you have? Well, you have an awareness, something you didn't have before. And if you practice that awareness, you'll be able to see the room better. You'll be able to read the room better. Your instincts will be put aside and your intuition will come forward. You will be able to see things in the light that you didn't have before. And that will always be there for you, always. But that takes, I'm afraid to say this to you, but I'm going to say it. It's going to take a lot of effort and possibly many years of practicing in the futility. The futility of the ego, which doesn't want you to learn how to meditate. That's the essence of it all. So when you start thinking about, well, should I meditate or is it worth the effort? Well, it depends on who you are. What I have found out for myself is that you have to be sick of your own sickness. You have to be done being Lisa. You have to be totally convinced of the fact that Lisa is not the way, the truth, and the light, and that you see that she's an accumulator, like any human being, accumulating all sorts of facts and thoughts and beliefs and theories and ideals and all sorts of crazy stuff that we think constitutes the reality of our life. You see, the ego is constantly needing to build reality, to convince us it is our reality. So it manufactures all the evidence that is necessary, that is needed, to make things appear the way they appear to be. And in that ghostly kind of aberration of our mind, we develop a lifestyle around nothing that is authentic. We build a lifestyle around the concepts and the beliefs of whatever the ego dictates to us. The fact that you never really see your life, you never really experience your life, you never really realize your life, you don't really get your life. That should be enough. But just to plunder on through this world and this lifetime, doing the standard shtick that most people do, which is, I live for right and wrong, good and bad, pleasure over pain, pleasure over pain, pleasure over pain. As long as you and I still stay in that rut, we're not going to ever be able to experience anything more profound than that rut. So, you know, what do you want to do with your life? This is really what it's all about. Are you going to find that sacred significance that is going to turn your life from water into wine, as it were, metaphorically? Or are you just going to do what you do? plunder on through with opinions and judgments, analyzing fears, trying to avoid what you're afraid of, things like that. All these things we do, all of us. And when we do this, we negate the ability to meditate. We just negate the whole thing. So meditation is about an inner awakening. And if you awaken this part of you called the heart, not the human heart, the heart. It is the awakening of the heart. All that can be said through silence is spoken through love. And that is all that matters. If you can do that, if you can live in that, if you can tolerate going through many, many years possibly of frustration, of, confusion and doubt, and still focus on meditation, you will overcome the emperor of all malice, which is our human heart, and you will overcome that demon called the ego. And we all have one. I have one. Everybody has one. And once that is understood for the way it is, it never goes away. You just learn its place in your being and you don't go there. You understand you have to take what is called in the work, the fool's leap, to leap beyond the ego, beyond the emperor of all malice, to live in a different way that is beyond the confines of what you can think and what you can think, which is what you can believe in. If you can understand any of that I just gave to you, if you can step out of the norm of you, then you have a chance to have the great awakening and to realize this awakening is extremely important. I can't emphasize it enough sitting here in this studio. I can't, because it is so deeply important to awaken past my Gregory Edward Penn stuff and not allow my attentions to wallow in self-pity and fear and anger, to go beyond the beyond, as the Buddha talked about it. That is the manner of the spirit of the way. But most people, as I say, don't go there. They can't go there. They won't go there because they're afraid of losing contact with the people around them who don't meditate. But what will happen, honestly, Lisa, is this. You will see everything in proportion to the order of this world and this life. You will not be afraid. You will see things as they are. And when you see things as they are, the way they are, without the scrutiny of an ego that is trying to talk you back into being dummied down by its proportions of fear and hatred, that is when something unusual is going to happen to you. Something of the other shore, as I like to call it, will start to dawn on you. You will have another dimension to you other than this worldly dimension, which is full of fear and illusion and delusion. Then something magnificent can happen. But you have to be willing to go through whatever it is you need to go through. And that is very important to your life. We are cavalier with our lives. We are. We don't really understand them. We don't know why we're here. We don't know the manner of our spirit, and we don't really even care. So with all that being said, we have a lot to work on within us. And if you're diligent, if you are diligent in your practice of meditation, you will bring it into your living, and your living will start to change because you will see things in another light. You will see things in the way of the heart. Yeah, there you go. I hope that helps. I do. If not, text me or email me. Let me know what I can do to help you, and I'll do everything I can. Thank you for your beautiful question, Linda. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.